Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we finished with question 4 and started reading question 5. Let's listen as we continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
All right, now we want to go back to our question and answer. And so this one is a two-part question that I'm going to answer from somebody in the great northeastern border of the United States, okay? And so coming from those areas, she had wrote me the letter. Now, these are, you'll have to understand this. I told you before, after several strokes in a row, three strokes in which my optic nerves were the only thing that was bothered or hit in those strokes, but nonetheless, it affected my vision quite badly. And so even to this day, I'm having trouble reading. And so sitting in here behind the microphone and getting ready to read this to you and go over these things, some of this, if you find me wandering off a little bit, it's not because I'm getting old, although I am. It's just that I may not be able to read the entire question or the entire answer. And so knowing what I believe, I just go ahead and kind of fill in the blanks. And you'll probably be able to figure that out, but still just keeping it within it. And hopefully this person is listening to our broadcast. And so I addressed the answer. It says this: I will answer the letter on tithing at the end of my first discussion. Now, the tithing answer is going to come after this first question. Okay, so you're back to say, oh, no, now we're in for it. Don't worry about it. Okay, now look. I told her, I'm answering you in bold print, all caps. The letters will be large to accommodate my eyes. And I did. I put in all caps, probably about a 20 font or something like that. I said, I really appreciate your letter. And when I finish that, then I'll start the process on the next letter. Now, I actually waited a long time between letters. I mean, I'm talking about 3 or 4 months at least before I answered the second question on her letter, just because of my own health and the ministry here. We've got a Christian school with close to 500 students in it. I'm on 2 boards, a board at the Sword of the Lord as well as the board at BIMI. I record these radio messages each week. I record them, and some great men around me, Brother Dick Vaught and Brother Mark Hopper. Both of these men are great helps to me in all of this. And so we just have that going on. Then Brother Gary Nebron, now you hear him doing some of the parts of when we go from one day to the next, and he left off here. He's going to start here. So a lot of people are helping me out, and I appreciate that. So with a Christian school, a church, a radio station now, as well as a radio program, my schedule has really picked up. And so I enjoy it because we're working for the Lord. We're serving him. I enjoy it. Now it says, Dear Pastor Bloom, thank you for taking the time to talk to me this morning. I enjoyed our visit. This lady heard me on, I believe it's the sermon audio, which I'll see it here in just a few moments, but she heard the sermon, and she went to our website and ended up getting the telephone number and called our church. And I happened to be in my office that day, and so I was able to talk with her. She says, thank you for taking the time to talk to me this morning. I enjoyed our visit. Below is what I basically wrote to you earlier. We had lost the first letter, and I don't think it's that we lost it. I think I probably deleted it because I couldn't see. All right. And trying to see mail, I thought it was one of those emails that we get, you know, from some political campaign or something like that. And that's probably what I did. But nonetheless, yeah, I told her to send it again, and she did. So she says, good morning. I listened to your sermon on April 21st. I enjoyed it and appreciate the insight you gave. With all due respect, though, I would like to bring something to your attention that I was made aware of myself just a few years ago. Several times you defined the word agape as God's divine love, which is a common misconception within the body of Christ. Well, God most certainly displays agape love. It is not his divine, unconditional, selfless love. Agape actually means faithful love, devoted love of the heart, whether for good or for evil. Below are examples of the latter using the verb form agapeo. I haven't done a thorough examination, so I am sure there are others, but these letters are here, and the bold print is mine, which you folks obviously can't see, and I don't see very well. It says, here, it says, for if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? He took that from Matthew 5:46, and now there may be, in one of these verses, there may be not a King James Bible, and so that would not be a good thing, not something I would use, but I just want to show you how somebody who may have a problem with me would use that. Therefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. To whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Luke 7:47. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in synagogues and greetings in the markets. That was Luke 11:43. No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. That was Luke 16:13. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. That's John 3:19. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. John 12:43. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Mount Dalmatia. And they put there as 2 Timothy 4:10. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. That's in 2 Peter 2:15. I think the misunderstanding might come from the fact that when scriptures use the noun form agape, it always is in reference to a holy God expressing his faithful love, devoted love, love of the heart, which absolutely results in affection and benevolence. However, when the same faithful love is devoted love, love of the heart, expressed by unsaved people and carnal Christians. Okay, now it's a Greek word instead of agape, it's agapeo. Then the behavior and the attitudes can be what we see in agapeo versus I cited. I agree with what you said about agapeo. Now, this is going to be my answer to him, not to her. We preachers, at times, have a tendency to say agape because people understand our definition as right. And then yours is a verbal form. For an example, when we say the agape, I agree, agape defines the love of God. Okay. A Christian cannot love that way except by Christ through him. By Christ loving that way through that Christian, then he can love that way. We're going to see that in just a little bit when we get to John chapter 21. In John chapter 21, that'll become very clear as we go through that. But for right now, I am going to just say that, yes, there is a divine love of God, and that divine love for others can only come by God loving through us. The reason many of us say that God's love in a way that is faithful, devoted, and expressed in affection and benevolence, the reason we often, in referring to God and having that love, that Jesus commanded his disciples in John 13, 34, and 35. That is, he commanded them, saying to a new commandment I give unto you, should love one another as I have loved you. As a matter of fact, this is higher than the Old Testament command to love your neighbors yourself, because loving your neighbors yourself, you can love yourself very strongly with an agape love, but to love as Jesus loved, even loving ourselves, we can't love us ourselves that strong without Christ doing that through us. And so to love one another with that kind of a love, that is amazing. Now, I want to say this about agape and about love, and you need to understand this as a Christian who's written this radio program, has written me, as well as anyone who would want to question the things about love. Remember, love is a choice.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.